to other business. Our first item of other business is Holland Mills subdivision. Reconsideration, request to delete sidewalks.
This is a request for reconsideration of a decision that the commission made at the December 11th, 2014 meeting. It's a request to delete sidewalks in this subdivision. The commission granted preliminary approval in November of 2005 with 10 conditions. Sidewalks were not a condition of approval. You granted final record plan approval July 26th of 2007. The final record plan depicted a 4-foot sidewalk on one side of all streets. We provided you a letter from the developer along with signed statements from some of the property owners within the development that support the request. The subdivision contains 121 lots. There are 93 lots that the roads have been constructed or a bond's been posted, allowing for building permits to be obtained. An on-site inspection done by our office yesterday depicted that there were 79 dwellings either built or under construction at this time. And to date, we have received those signatures that the developer provided us and also additional emails totaling 34 that are in support of this request. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Johnson, I know this is one of your favorite things, so we'll start start the discussion with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess my concern is when we approve a subdivision and it's been presented to us with certain features and conditions and then gets approved, not only as a preliminary but as a final, and then construction starts, it concerns me that it then come back later and ask that something be removed. I know the commission on occasion has approved the removal of sidewalks for subdivisions where there's been no homes sold. It's basically in the raw. But to have something where there's been this extensive of a construction and no sidewalks were provided, my question is, to put it politely, what happened? You know, why did that happen? How did it happen? And you know, are they now coming to clean it up? You know, we've talked about making changes in some cases, but usually there's an appropriate reason, you know, other than a letter. So I see that the developer's here. I would be open to his coming forward at this point. I know I've commented on this before. Staff has been to the property, has told us how many lots are built or under construction, and I'd be interested in knowing what happened.
All right, then. Mr. Dyer, I'd like to invite you to come up, but in as much as this is not a public hearing, I'd just like you to confine your comments to answering the question that's been asked, which is, why are you requesting to eliminate the sidewalks?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was been several conversations. There was, in fact, a meeting that was at the time when the petitions were signed by those individuals that were previously submitted. And at that point, the request was for the area along the inside where the clubhouse is and the open space where the pond is to have a walking path constructed there that was not shown on the original final site plan. That was constructed. It was blacktopped. It's approximately 3,500 square feet, and there's a corresponding open space on the other side of the project that likewise, in lieu of the sidewalk on one side of the street, that the walking path would be also constructed on that side. The condition of approval of the project was to connect to the multimodal path along Walker Road. The reality is DLDOT has released the requirements for multimodal in level four, so that area was eliminated. The sidewalks were located on the lot itself, not within the right-of-way. So the sidewalk is actually located at the front portion of those lots for which the construction has already been made, and the contention was that the sidewalk dying into the existing sidewalks and the disturbance of the landscaping that's presently within those lots, that the preference would be to have the walking path, which is what was undertaken and has been completed. So that was the reason for the petition, and that was the reason for the change.
Well, my question is more with why weren't the sidewalks put in the first place if they were part of the final plan?
The sidewalks
that was approved, and this is a cluster. So, you know, we're talking about smaller lots. We're talking about typically when that's applied for, we have the applicant who is trying to present a, quote, superior design.
Yeah, but it wasn't proffered. It wasn't offered. It wasn't mentioned as part of the submittal. The sidewalks themselves were to be considered the responsibility of the builder, not the developer. That's the way the contract with the builder in this particular project exists. So it's not the developer that didn't construct it. It's the home builder that has not built the sidewalk.
But if they appear on your plan, your recorded plan, they're yours. I don't care what your contract says.
The question in the previous hearing is who failed to put it in. I'm addressing what the contractual liability is.
I understand. Our concern is with the recorded plan, if the sidewalks are shown, and it may not, and you're raising an interesting point that if they're shown and they're actually on the individual lots, that counselor kind of raised an issue in my mind that it could it be, I don't want to use the word optional, but I mean it may create a different type of situation, but the challenge we run into is that once it's shown, homes have been sold on the basis of it, that folks are perhaps not getting something that they bargained for. That's the concern. Now, I understand that you've gone to some significant lengths to mitigate that. We have the petitions, and in my mind, that's important. So.
I think the walking path was the walking path that is located along the common areas as opposed to the sidewalk that is located on the front of people's lots.
Understood. Yeah, I get
that. That was really, that was the express desire.
Okay. All right, sir. Great. Thank you.
If
you would take a seat.
I have a question.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. One more.
You made reference to 3,500 square foot. Did you not mean 3,500 linear
feet? I'm sorry, linear feet. I'm sorry.
Okay,
3,500. I'm sorry, linear feet. You're right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Johnson, you're.
Well, Mr. Chairman, for health reasons, I didn't expect to be here this evening, so I didn't have a chance to go back and look at the file and the record and listen to the public hearing, because I do know I was on the commission at the time that this came up for preliminary approval, and I fully intend to do that. I'm concerned that once again. As you referred to, this was something that was on the final site plan approved by the county that was signed off, and that it may in fact been presented to the potential buyers as one of the amenities. Number one. Number two, it's not just an amenity, but it's a pedestrian safety factor. As we all know, walking is a popular form of recreation, and without that, then of course we know that folks are forced into the roads in order to do that. With 120 plus homes, that can be of concern to me with that many. I understand the concerns of the current residents about the issue, about the maintenance of it. But as I stated previously, my father's resided in Georgetown in his home for an excess of 35 years. It has a lot of foot traffic, and he's never once had to do anything to maintain that sidewalk at this point. So I don't know what kind of expense is going to be involved in maintaining it. To me, it's an expense that the developer is hoping to avoid. Whether they're trying to place it on the builder or not, as you said, ultimately is their responsibility. So I'm very mindful of the folks who said that they do not want it, but I'm also mindful of what I consider a violation of the whole county process of approval of a subdivision and recording of a plot. So why do the recording, and whether or not that there was discussion about sidewalks as part of it. I do know that typically in cluster subdivisions, that's been a pretty standard amenity that we require due to the smaller lots.
However, we didn't require it on this application. Now, I have not, as you, I have not had the opportunity to go back and actually listen, and I suspect that you're going to want the opportunity to do that. It was mentioned that those items were not mentioned in the public hearing, that they weren't proffered. And I know that sometimes things find their way on the plans that and no one really knows exactly how that happened. It may not be quite as clean as all that, but I understand your concern. And the overriding concern, I think, for me has always been that making sure that the public, that the people who bought homes got what they bargained for. And if it was shown on the plan, now sometimes you might not want something you bargained for, and that may be where some of these folks are. Obviously, the petitions that have been submitted, certainly there's a fair number who don't appear to want the sidewalk. And I'm a little concerned about the forcing them to accept something that they don't necessarily want. So it's quite a bit of a quagmire.
Quandary. Sir. I believe I've seen 34 emails and letters, and reading some of those emails and letters and talking to some of the residents within the subdivision at the counter in the department, there were references made that it would require removal of landscaping, removal of irrigation that's been put in by the individuals for their lots. I'm assuming the individuals put them in. And some underground propane tanks that are in the front yard. Just so you know that there's other issues, just rather than just whether it's a sidewalk. Those residents made certain improvements that it's going to impact them also individually.
Are sidewalks normally on the inside the property line?
Well, however, the engineering likes to see them within the right-of-way.
If the right-of-way is proposed to have curb and gutter streets, you typically see the sidewalk in the right-of-way. When it's a swaled system, you know, 20-foot or 22-foot roadway and a swaled system for drainage on both sides, then the sidewalk typically is going to be placed on the lot line or inside the lot. So there's just not the room there to do it. So those are the two basics of it. And we've had people come before us in the past, and the proposal for the right of way was that, or for the sidewalk, was actually on the slope, the upslope of the lot, right, coming off the swale, which creates a tilt effect, not a flat surface, basically. So we've had it two or three different ways.
And there's Shane, you said there were 79 homes sold and 35 of the emails of those
79?
34, yes. Yeah, 79 homes built or under construction.
But some of these names are, I would assume, husband and wife, or it looks like, are you counting them as one?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I can tell you what might be helpful for me in my consideration of this is Mr. Dyer spoke of some changes that they've made. I think it would be good for the commission to see what those changes are on some sort of informal conceptual plan, so I know what I'm looking at with, as to what he's saying. Well, we've done this, you know, we put in this these trails or walkways. I don't know if they were on the original plan or not, so.
I don't believe they were, but that's certainly a reasonable request if you want to see a something of a pictorial nature that shows what's been done and what's and perhaps shows what's being asked for. In this instance, it might be wise for us to defer action to have the opportunity to actually go visit the site. Typically, for those of you who don't come here all the time, typically with public hearing applications and so on, we visit those sites as a matter of course. On items of other business, site plans and things like that, it's typically not something that we need to do. But as this discussion is unfolded, I think in the interest of doing the best job for you that we can do, it might be wise for us to defer action so we can have a chance to listen to the original hearing, visit the site. I would ask the applicant if he would be kind enough to perhaps submit a drawing of some description that we could consider the next time it gets put on the schedule.
Well, I will say, Mr. Chairman, I have visited the site, and there are very lovely homes in there, and there's some extensive landscaping that has been done, and I'm very appreciative of their concerns about that being disturbed, and as well as their lawns that are nicely laid out. So
am I the only one that hadn't been there? Because I haven't been there. Did you go out there?
No.
Okay. Well, I think we need the chance to. I'd like to have the opportunity to go look.
But it was my visit that caused my concern because I thought I was going to see a parcel of ground where that was just, you know, beginning
raw
construction, raw.
Yeah,
and when I drove through and I saw all these homes, very nice homes, like I said, very well laid out. And that was missing, but yet I could see where the land was there for the provision of the sidewalks. It just they never put them in, whether it was a cost factor or what.
Well, we don't know that, and the fact that they were shown on the plan, certainly the developer has the legal right ability to pass the sidewalk construction of the sidewalk on to the builder. That's not our issue. That's between him and the builder. But and not sure what or how we got where we are, but this is where we are. So
well, I think partly how we got there is I think a lot of times sidewalks were just considered in certain instances like this was just going to be part of the package, and they provided them to us. So we didn't write it out specifically that
right.
this is a condition that this be provided.
Well, I think this particular issue, the next one, and ones that we've had previously all speak to the need to address this sidewalk situation in the ordinance form at some point, and we need to do that because at the end of the day, if it's in the ordinance, it's pretty clear we don't have to go through this every time. You know, we need to come up with some rules about this because if it's not required but it's offered, or it wasn't offered but somehow it shows up on a plan, you know, we're going to have more of this until we can ask our county council to do some ordinance work on it.
It needs to be done so that it's not such an ad hoc thing, to use that word again, but also county engineering has stated, and planning and zoning too, that it's a real burden to try to sort out, you know, road cross sections and how you're designing rights of way and drainage, because there's just no uniformity. And then when a plan gets approved, one way and it needs to be changed for whatever reason, it just makes the whole inspection and construction process difficult for everybody involved. There needs to be a set of standards.
Well, I don't think that we have a responsibility in these particular situations. I think we have some responsibility in general that, that we need to fulfill.
Yeah, right.
So that being said, Mr. Johnson, I would ask you to consider a deferral, if you would.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Holland Mills subdivision, for reconsideration of their request to delete sidewalks, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for consideration. And as part of that, that the applicant provide a drawing depicting the subdivision as it's being built.
I will second that motion.
Move to second to defer action on the Holland Mills subdivision reconsideration request to delete sidewalks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.